Tried and Blue, a play on the phrase tried and true, the Erlin Tried and Blue blog and podcast covers past and current successes that prove how effective and reliable our construction management services are. Welcome to the Tried and Blue podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harrison. In honor of Women in Construction Week, I'll be sitting down with a few of Erlin's fierce females to discuss their career growth and what it's like to work in a male-dominated industry. Taking place March 7th through the 13th, Women in Construction Week provides an occasion to raise awareness of the opportunities available for women and to emphasize their growing role in the AEC industries. Let's give a big tried and blue welcome to Erlin Assistant Project Manager Atiya Rahim. Hi, Atiya.
Hey.
So to start us off, could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I grew up in Lexington, and I'm currently living in Somerville. I love traveling, music, dancing, and arts and crafts.
Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better. Now let's take that a step further. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer, and I'm not sure why. I took a complete U-turn, and I'm now in management.
It's so funny how things like that change. All right, let's jump into hearing more about your career in the construction industry. So tell me, what's your role at Erlin?
I have multiple roles here at Erlin. I'm a part of the project management team. I'm also involved in both the safety committee and the community relations committee.
That's awesome. Now tell me, how did you get started in the construction industry?
I had an interest in architecture and applied to Wentworth Institute of Technology to pursue my education in that field. I ended up getting my start in construction during one of my co-ops with a local construction management firm. Upon graduating, I got a bachelor's degree in architectural engineering, and I joined a construction management firm full-time.
Awesome. So starting out, what were some of your biggest fears when you got into the profession?
My biggest fear starting out in my profession was competing in a male-dominated industry. I knew I had to work twice as hard to prove myself and have my voice be heard.
And how have you grown in your career since joining Erlin?
So I would definitely say I'm more confident. The projects I have been involved with have exposed me to different aspects of project management, which has strengthened my skill sets. I've also had a handful of mentors here and have taught me so much about the industry and giving me the opportunity to take on more responsibility. I wouldn't be where I am today without their guidance.
That's awesome. So tell me, who's one woman, living or dead, that you would like to have drinks with and why?
I would love to have a drink with Vice President Harris. She is such an inspiration. She has brought hope that change can be made and that women can lead. This ties back to how it feels working in a male-dominated industry. Us women in construction should be proud and feel encouraged to be a leader in this field.
I totally agree. Let's give another big tried and blue welcome, this time to Erlin Field Supervisor Haley Sabino. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
So to start us off, could you tell us the listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is Haley Sabino, and I'm a field supervisor for Erlin Construction. I'm currently on ROSB in Brookline, and outside of work, I enjoy kickboxing and doing mixed martial arts.
Awesome. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better. Now let's take that a step further. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I think I always knew that I wanted to be in construction, but if that didn't work out, I wanted to do forensic science.
Those are definitely two different fields, but both obviously very interesting, and we're happy that you chose construction. All right, let's jump into hearing more about your career in the construction industry. How did you get started in construction?
I grew up in the construction industry. My papa and my dad are both developers and general contractors, so I've always been on the site ever since I can remember. There's pictures of me as a baby, like on construction sites and up on staging and helping my papa brick houses or tile floors or whatever they were doing. I was always with them. So I have just always been around it.
That's awesome. It's like a little family business for you guys. What was your first job and what did you learn from it?
My first co-op at Wentworth was with Consigli, and I was on the Harvard Lowell project, which was a huge dormitory renovation. And I was there for 6 months.
And would you say that it impacted your career in a way? What, you know, what did you learn from it? How did you grow from being involved in that project?
It was my first experience with big construction. So I had always been on small residential projects. So seeing how different safety was and just how everything was handled so much differently at Harvard and on a huge project compared to just a house was definitely a wake-up call that it's very different.
How have you grown in your career since joining Ireland?
I would say I've definitely become more outspoken and have become more well-rounded. I'm more comfortable talking to people, working with subcontractors, just like learning how to make people do things in the best way possible and how to work well with others.
Great. And what would you say you're doing differently in 2021 that has had a positive impact on your career?
So I will be transitioning from a field supervisor to a project engineer. So I will be learning a whole different aspect of construction. So I've done estimating, I've been in the field. So now I'll learn the office side. So learning the RFIs, the submittals, and the buyouts.
Awesome. We're so happy to hear that you're continuing to grow in your career and that you'll be in the office with us soon. Let's give another big tried and blue welcome, this time to Ireland Senior Project Manager, Jody Ratner. Hi, Jody.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
So to start us off, could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, as you know, my name is Jody Ratner. I came to Ireland about 5 months ago as a senior project manager. I spent most of my career down in Florida, coming up here a year and a half ago, and just really enjoying being up here in Massachusetts. It's a whole new learning curve.
Awesome. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better. Now let's take that a step further. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Of all things, I wanted to be a forest ranger. My biggest dream was to be one of those people that sat up in those fire watch towers and watched for fires in the woods.
That's so funny.
Yeah, anytime I was outside of the house, I was in the woods.
That's perfect. And now you're in construction.
Yes, I build with the wood.
Exactly. All right, let's jump into hearing more about your career in the construction industry. How did you get started in construction?
That was actually completely by accident. I was, at the time, a flight attendant with Air Canada, living in Miami Beach. And in my off time, I was selling condos and for a developer, and the developer was having problems with his townhomes. And I went in and I loved construction, found a lot of issues with it. He turned around and told me, he goes, "You are my new owner's rep."
Oh, wow.
That was 26 years ago.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We love hearing that. So tell us, what were your biggest fears when you started out in your profession?
It was really the lack of education in the construction field. I have a degree in finance. And being a woman in construction, very much in a male-dominated industry, it was if I was going to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. So in all my off time, I took classes outside of work and online, anything that I could do to learn about construction. And it was difficult at the beginning. But I worked through it, and here I am.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of, what was your first job, and what did you learn from it?
Well, my first job was an owner's rep for a developer, and it was 30 townhomes right in the heart of South Beach.
Wow.
And the general contractor at the time, you're looking now in the late 90s, early 2000s, that they walked off the job. So I essentially had to take the role of owner's rep and complete the project. So it was a very big learning curve dealing with building departments and getting certificate of occupancies.
Wow, that's incredible. That's to be thrown into that as your first job.
Yeah, learned a lot, for sure.
Who's one woman, living or dead, that you would like to have drinks with and why?
One person. That's a very hard question because there are so many. But I would have to say Amelia Earhart is one of the people that I most admire. Wow. As a woman in there. She broke into a man's world as a pilot. Mm-hmm. She actually spent time in a place that I'm retiring to. And she just did everything she possibly could to achieve her dreams. And she always kept her head high and never looked back.
That's awesome. And that's the perfect person, I agree, yes, to sit down with.
Yes.
That's it for today's Tried and Blue. We hope you join us next time for another exciting episode. If you want to hear more from us, be sure to visit www.erlin.com and subscribe to our monthly e-newsletter so you never miss a new Tried and Blue. Thanks for listening.